If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to the Fluent Mind ESL podcast. I'm Sochal, and I'm here with my co-host, Jack. And today, we're going to be doing a debate on whether Disney is good or bad. I mean, that's a simplified version. We'll get into it in a moment. And we were thinking about doing these debate topics, and we're interested to know what you guys think. Because I know that a lot of you will have to do debates in your English classes. And so we're interested about modeling that for you. And plus, we're both two very opinionated people. We will not be defending our true opinions in this series. We will be choosing a side, flipping a coin to choose a side. But this time, Jack assigned us sides, sadly. The dictator assigned us sides, and he is going to get to defend that Disney is bad, and I have to defend that Disney is good. And we might do a follow-up on our true opinions if you guys are interested in that, but I will let Jack kick us off on why he thinks Disney is bad.
Oh, okay. So, well, actually, originally I was going to say Disney World is bad. Like it's overrated,
let's just do Disney World. That makes it simpler. Is overrated.
Disney World is overrated because this is actually my honest belief here. I went to Disney World in 2014. I took my daughter, and I went with my family. And that theme park is old. Like it was built in like the 1960s or 70s or something. And there's, you know, just enormous amount of people there. And you wait in line for an hour and a half to go on the dumbest little like merry-go-round ride. And you're dying in the Florida heat because it's like, you know, built in a swamp, like tropical, subtropical climate. You're waiting in line forever. Everything's super expensive. You know, a bottle of water is $7, you know, or something like that. The rides are old. It's just absolutely a nightmare scenario. Now, the one maybe good point is that my daughter, you know, loved it. You know, it's like it's magical for her. But for me as an adult, going to Disney World, I was, I would much rather, find a coffee shop nearby and just sit there while they have fun going on rides and everything. So it's not for me. What about you? What do you think about Disney World?
Well, I have to defend that Disney World is good. I've never been to Disneyland or Disney World, so.
Okay. Well, this episode makes no sense, but it's all right.
No, wait. I can defend it. Can defend it. Right. So you pointed out, and I was going to ask you this. You pointed out that your daughter loved it.
Yeah.
And Walt Disney has gone on record, I mean, before his death, saying that he did not intend the parks to be for adult enjoyment. You know, so these people, adults going that are not liking it or appreciating it, it's for your kids. It's for your kids, ultimately. And yeah, everything's expensive. It's a theme park. So, of course, everything's going to be expensive. But if your child's enjoyed it, isn't that good enough?
Yeah, and for our listeners out there, Sochal's really, really good at debating. Like, she never loses. So, I mean, you've already got me capitulating on this point.
The shortest episode ever.
It's like, all right, I love Disney World. No. I mean, I think I think it goes to that may be true. But I think that, like, you know, the majority of the people that were there were adults. Like, it wasn't all kids, you know what I mean? Like, there were people that had come from, it was like a mecca, you know, for like adults, like international people were coming there waiting in line to go on three rides, because you can get a fast pass for like three rides. If you get a ticket, you can jump in line three times. And so, yeah, so my brother and I went on one, went on two roller coasters. But they were, you know, it was nothing compared to like, some of the newer, like Six Flags or something like that, you know, amusement parks. Even an amusement park in Korea where they have even better roller coasters than the ones at Disney World. Like you'd think for the price, you know, a ticket is like $120 or something like that for one person. And I know there are like five parks, and some of the parks have newer stuff, but I'm just talking about the regular Disney World park, you know, the main park, which is the Magic Kingdom, because there's the Animal Kingdom, and then there's like there's a new Star Wars park. And so I can't really speak on behalf of those. I probably, you know, would have a different opinion if I'd have if the Avatar ride was up, you know, the kind of 4D, not 4D, or yeah, it's kind of like a fully immersive experience where you're like flying on a dragon through the Avatar world, you know. And so, you know, just based on my experience, like the rides I went on to was like something mountain I went on, and Space Mountain, I guess, was another one. And it was like I could see how people liked it in the 70s, but it just didn't have any impact to me in the 2000s, you know, 2010s. I was just like, oh, this is lame. I've been on way better roller coasters than this. To go back to your point, I mean, I think that, like, you know, a lot the movies and stuff are beloved by people of all ages. You know, like, I don't think Disney is just for kids. I think adults enjoy Disney movies and shows just as much as kids do.
Right. I'm going to
And
interject here, though, and
you go
say,
ahead.
okay, they do. They do. And you pointed to the fact that several international people from all over the world were coming to this park, right? And so, can you say just because you didn't enjoy it that those other adults didn't?
No, you know, I probably, I'm gonna lose this debate, and I know it. I've already lost. I'll keep trying.
I'm cackle. Are you thinking you picked the wrong side now? And then also you're saying based on your personal experience on the rides, but then you go on to explain that there are rides that you didn't even try.
Yeah, that's true. No, there's five parks to it. So I
Right. And so
would yeah. So for
one
me,
park.
the overrated is just the one park, the Magic Kingdom. You know, the
Right.
one
So
with
you
the Cinderella's
one park
castle.
and you're going to base like your entire experience and the experience of other adults saying that it's overrated because you only tried one park and you didn't like it.
Yeah, no, I've got no ground to stand on here, but I've lost this debate already. Yeah, I just for me, it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess the only way I can kind of argue is based on my own experience. Like, I can't really speak to other people. Obviously, I'm wrong because even when they raise the prices, it's just like even more people come. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
it's just like it's like a mecca, you know? Like, it's just like a place that like people just flock to, and it's so American. Like, it's just such a, but I just think like if you want to really experience America, I just don't think Disney is the place it's the commercial version of America, you know? It's like the advertisement. It's the
That's the reason they call things Disney-fied when they're literally just like cleaned up. Like, I don't know. It's just like 1950s culture without the like Americana without the racism and like all the cute little like American stuff, I guess.
It's all trinkets and souvenirs, and it's like you take a trip to America and you spend 5 days at the Disney resort, and then go back to your home country and you say you've been to America, and it's like what? That's not America. That's like some kind of idealized version of what you think America is, you know, that you saw on TV in a movie or something. So I mean, to me, that I've never been a big fan of commercialism, you know. I like authenticity. I love going to when I visit places, I love going to cities, and I don't necessarily hit like all the hot spots, you know. I would rather just, you know, when I was young in my 20s, you know, I would just go to if I visited a city or a country, I would just find a bar like a regular bar, and just try to talk to people and just, get a feel for what the culture and the city is like, while other people are going to like London Tower and all the, Big Ben's and, all this sort of stuff, to me, I was never interested in that stuff. I never had to see the thing. Like, if I didn't see the thing, I was like, oh, to me, it wasn't like a waste of time. It was like a waste of time would be not talking to any natives, people from that city or from that country, and kind of interpersonally having an experience,
Yeah,
but yeah,
sorry.
that's just my personality.
I think I would counter you on this debate, but I don't. I just. I'm more. I think I'm gonna switch gears here and just talk. I think since we already kind of did our debate thing
Yeah,
on your
I lost. You won that debate.
Okay. Well,
Very clearly, very, very clearly, you won. I surrender. Yeah.
let us know who you think won the debate, students. But I actually, Jack, I actually agree with you on so many aspects of this. One, I think I'm going to go all the way back, and then we'll get to the part where you talk about your travel style. But first, going all the way back, when we talk about the parks being kind of outdated, I find that for a lot of things, museums, parks, all these things, like we have so much technology nowadays. And I'm like, why don't we use that to make this like so much more immersive and awesome? Like, imagine if you could just kind of like walk in to an experience, like a VR headset experience, and you're kind of like in
In ancient
Disney.
Egypt or something,
Yeah, or like
Yeah.
in for like the Disney World, like you're in Disney, like you're in like Mickey Mouse. Like, wouldn't that
Yeah.
be kind of like you like lock in and you're kind of like in the movie, like in a movie or in the world, like that could be like a ride. They could have like so many different things. I think they overdo it with like amusement park rides because a lot of people go there because if they are a Disney adult, and so what they really love is the culture and the storylines and the characters, and I feel like they could make it so much more immersive than it is.
I think maybe, some of the newer parks are like that, where you put some kind of glasses on and you feel like you're in the Avatar movie, and you're also on like kind of a machine that's moving, so if you feel like you're riding on the back of a dragon, through that
Yeah,
world.
I think that's
And
really cool.
I think that's the future of amusement park rides is going to be it's going to be VR. Like 4D kind of, smells and the smoke coming up and the, you know what I mean? Like the you're on some kind of robotic machine, but you feel like you're flying. Like it just gives you that your gut kind of, your stomach kind of drops, as the dragon flies down, So, having not done those rides, I'd probably have a totally different experience, opinion if I'd gone on one of those rides, instead of the like Dumbo merry-go-round, it's like, here we go, up and down, you slowly in a circle, And the thing is, you're right. Like my daughter loved it, she was like 10 years old, it was magical for her. And so, on that way, in that respect, it was totally successful, like the experience. And who cares if dads are not supposed to have fun on vacation when their kids are little. Dad's supposed to be miserable, mom's stressed, and kids are, like hopped up on sugar and having a great time, So, it was exactly the experience that I think Disney probably had intended. But I'm just thinking, like you said, with all the technological advances, why can't we make it fun for everybody?
I
That's
also
the
think for the food, like I agree with you, make it fun for everybody. And I also think for the food, I think it could be so much better.
Oh yeah. If they just sold a carrot stick somewhere, I would have bought them. You know what I mean? Because like at a certain point, the sugar and the grease is just like, I just wanted to bite into a head of lettuce. You know what I mean? Like I'll give you $20 for that head of lettuce. And just I would just eat some iceberg lettuce. Just anything with like a nutrient in it or a mineral.
And not to mention, it's like super, it's like you said, it's hot. It was probably an environmental disaster to create this in the Florida.
Probably,
It's like a shame they just like wiped out like half of
How many
Florida.
orange groves did they? Oranges went up at that time.
Yeah, because of the Disney. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it must have been horrible. And then, running back to the end of things, your travel style, Jack, I think this is something that we really agree on, like our travel styles, and that because I feel like, I know this is a little more controversial, but we're both air signs. Like Jack is a Aquarius and I'm a Gemini. And so I feel like we relate so much on our travel styles because of that. And air signs are characterized for their curiosity. And so I feel like our travel is curiosity driven. We like to get deep into the authentic nature of things. I've been like, I've been all over Korea and spent the least amount of time in Seoul, by design. And I've been everywhere. You know, I've been to Tongyeong, Ulsan, Mokpo, Jeju, Gwangju, Gyeongju. Like, I mean, I've been to so many cities in Korea. And I think that is something that I prefer more than being in Seoul, which is just like the giant, you know, Mecca of Korea with like over 10 million people population. And just, it's cool.
It's just urban sprawl, you know? I mean, it's cool, but you know, the authentic experience outside of Seoul, you're going to understand Korea much better if you don't go to Seoul. Because Seoul, I think the big urban centers diminish culture in some ways, you know?
They do.
Yeah.
When you go like outside of Seoul and go to other areas in Korea, or if you go outside of the big cities in Japan as well, or even like the surrounding areas to a city, you just get so much more authentic experience. You can stop at like these little eateries or shops and everything is super cheap, and you're gonna get like the best soup that you've ever had in your life, and like a bunch of side dishes, you know, things that Koreans really eat. Or, you know, if you go to Japan, things that Japanese people really eat. Or if you go to Mexico, things that Mexican people really eat. Like, if you go outside of the major cities and actually try things. And it just has become so, travel has become so cookie cutter in the Instagram and TikTok age. Like, whatever happened to just going someplace and eating somewhere and getting lost? And maybe you had a bad experience, and maybe you had a good experience, but it was your real raw experience. You didn't go to the top 10 best places on TikTok and have the experience that everybody else had.
Yeah. If I ever go to Mexico, I'm going to talk to you first, and then I'm going to Oaxaca because I know you would just tell me like, you got, check this out, check this out, check this out. You know, like I'm not going to go to Mexico City, you know, or Tijuana or anything like that. It's just not.
You can actually go to Mexico City and have a super authentic experience, but don't go like Roma and Condesa and these places that are just like super gentrified, very expensive, and they sell a bunch of stuff like Italian food. Like, why would you go to Mexico City and eat Italian food? Yes, we have some of the food in the world. Like, and so obviously, since we have some great chefs, maybe they'll make amazing Italian food, but why would you eat like in a place that's renowned for its culinary amazingness? Why would you eat Italian food?
It's insanity, you know. Like, I went to Paris, we ate bread, you know, we drank wine, we ate bread and cheese, you know, like that was, we did it the right way, you know, like it just, I'm not going to go to McDonald's in Paris, you know, like it's insanity.
Right. Like, why would you go to Mexico City and have McDonald's or gelato or like Italian food in the Condesa Roma? Just go to some little, I mean, some of the best food I've ever had in Mexico City is in my mom's kind of neighborhood, which is like very dangerous inner city Mexico. I wouldn't recommend travelers go there just because of like the level of danger that it is.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. Like the food culture there is like next level. Like, I would eat there if I could pick a place to eat every day of the week, it would be there in Santa Maria. People in Mexico City, like, it's just, so I feel like I totally agree with you. Of course, we've as usual, we've gone far from our original.
Well, I got one test question for you. In what city was the Caesar salad invented?
Oh, in Tijuana, Mexico.
Yes, interesting. Yes, I just learned that this week.
Yes, it was invented by a Mexican. You really just learned that this week.
I just discovered it this week. I'd never heard that before. Yeah.
Honestly, I would go and eat Caesar salad in Tijuana. Why not? It was invented there. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't go to all the basic places and have like I wouldn't go to Roma or Condesa and have like gentrified, polished off like Italian food. Like, I just, why, when I can eat Mexican food? That's why you go to Mexico.
Exactly. Like, no, if you're not, I want what am I trying to say? Beans and rice, you know? Like I want to eat,
Yeah.
like, you know, I mean, I don't mean this in a
Well,
pejorative way, but like the peasant food, you know what I mean? Like bibimbap, like
food
that's
that
the best
people really
stuff.
eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, Jack, anytime you come to Mexico, you know that you're more than welcome in my family's home. Your family is more than welcome in my family's home. And
That is
Oaxaca is super safe
okay.
for travelers, including female travelers. For our listeners out there as well who are curious, I would say Oaxaca is super safe. I see solo female travelers all the time. I used to work at an art gallery in Oaxaca, and we'd get solo female travelers from China, from Korea, from Japan, from like everywhere in the world.
Oh wow.
It was
Yeah.
super.
I
It was.
it's it sounds like such a amazing place. Like I you know, I mean I you mentioned before, like the Day of the Dead is a very wholesome family tradition, like a holiday. And
Yes.
so I just would love to experience with in a way that was that I wasn't intruding, you know, like I would do it respectfully. I would love to be there at that time. I just it seems
Yeah.
like such a magical time. So
Yeah. Well, Jack,
yeah.
if that's ever on your bucket list, you can always come and we'll celebrate it. Like you can see how my family celebrates it. That wouldn't be intruding. We'd love to have you guys. And we can even
Awesome.
do a vlog about it. I feel like that would be so cool. Our listeners would be like all in
Oh
watching
yeah.
our vlog. That would be fun for a guest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Making plans. I love it.
All right.
So yeah. Do you want to take us out, or do you want me to?
Oh no, go ahead. Go.
We're still working on
Yeah, we're still working on this, listeners. Jack and I still haven't perfected. I have not perfected the intro, and he has not perfected the
your intro is way better than my outro though.
outro.
All right, well, listeners out there, Jack, for just for the record, Social's one, Jack zero when it comes to debates, but I knew she's a formidable opponent in the debate realm, so I don't feel too bad about it. You guys can catch us on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. You can send us an email if you want to rub in my loss. You can send me an email, A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. And yeah, we'll see if Jack can come back and redeem himself next week with another debate. So yeah.
We'll keep it more on topic this time, but definitely we might actually just split this into two episodes. We'll see. I'll talk to Jack post production, but
Yeah.
let us know your opinions in the comments. We would love to hear your opinions on everything. What do you think about Disney World? What do you think about glorified tourism? What's your opinion? We always love to hear from you guys, so please let us know, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye
Bye-bye.
bye.